Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
You can wrap this one, my friend, in maroon and white. 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bingo!
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else.
It's Wednesday night, so you know what that means. Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad. Rhino is in Studio X. He's making sure all the right buttons are pushed, all the right knobs are turned, and everything else that happens that keeps this show going at all times. We are presented by Yingling Flight. We are brought to you by Dots at Big Four. Yingling Flight, America's newest light beer from America's oldest brewery. Crisp, clean, cold, and perfect for a Mississippi game day in the Junction, even at 9 in the morning. Make it a breakfast beer this weekend. Enjoy responsibly. Yingling Flight, Yingling Brewery. You heard the man himself on Sports Talk Mississippi. If you ever think, like, I want to listen to Thunder and Lightning, but I want to listen to Dog Talk, Jeff Lebby himself said, you're not missing anything, brother, if you go to Dog Talk. So come on in. The water's fine here on Thunder and Lightning. Appreciate that. That's an endorsement, as far as I'm concerned, for the great work we're doing here at Super Talk and Thunder and Lightning. They won! They won the game on Saturday, and that was, you know, look, there will be bigger wins in Mississippi State history. There have been bigger wins, and I'm sure Jeff Lebby would like to think, and he probably would be correct, there will be bigger wins in his coaching career. But, man, it would have, this week would have been so toxic if State had lost that game. It would have been impossible to muster any sort of positivity about this team, and more importantly, about this program. And you have a moment within that where not only are they losing, but they've gone away from Kamario Taylor, who was playing so well, to go back to Blake Shapen. There was real everything goes bad at the same time potential there. But as you heard Jeff Lebby tell us just a few minutes ago, he believed in his guys. He believed in Blake Shapen. He does believe in Blake Shapen. And Shapen repaid that faith by playing maybe his best quarter of football since he took over here at Mississippi State. And State gets a much-needed win. And it really is something how quickly the clouds faded around Mississippi State football. That win has given State fans – look, State fans have watched their team this season be so close against Tennessee and so close against Florida and so close against Texas. So they know this team is better. They know this team can compete with just about anybody. But they needed to get over the hump. And even though it was Arkansas, the worst team in the conference, it didn't matter. Just to get the win was all you really needed. And now you look at this season, you think, well, okay, Georgia is good, but they had to come from behind to beat Tennessee and Ole Miss. So they're not this unbeatable juggernaut of a team. You look at Missouri and you think, well, I mean, they're down to their third-string quarterback. I mean, what kind of team do they still have up there? And then you look at the Egg Bowl and you go, well, it's the Egg Bowl. And anything can and usually does happen. And so there's a lot of confidence. You know, for a team that's 5-4 and 1-4 in the SEC, there's a lot of confidence. And maybe it's undeserved. Maybe it shouldn't be. But it is. And Mississippi State fans believe they're going to win games. And I believe this team is going to win games. I think I know they're going to get one. I feel really, really confident in one. But I feel pretty confident they're going to get two. And I don't know if it's going to be this weekend. And I don't know if it's going to be the Egg Bowl. Obviously, you feel like you got to get Missouri. Missouri is a situation now playing a third-string quarterback that you've got to be able to win that game. But can you beat Georgia or Ole Miss at home? I said, When Mississippi State beat Arizona State, I said, I think they'll get one of those four home games remaining. They didn't get Tennessee or Texas, so all that's left is Georgia and Ole Miss. I still believe that. I don't know which one it's going to be. I don't think it's this weekend. I know Rebel fans right now are just like, oh, he says they're going to beat us. What is this? Just calm down. Calm down. You know, Ole Miss fans, you know that if you need come to Starkville and you need to win that game to go to the playoff, you know y'all are going to be puckered up. So don't act for 1 second of your life like it's this done deal. You know that it isn't. Talking to Lebby is, I feel like every week he opens up a little bit more. We're seeing a little bit more of the real Jeff Lebby. I need to go check out his interview he did earlier today on Wake Up Barstool, which, of course, there's a curse there. I don't know if you guys are aware of that. Every coach that's appeared on that show has lost. So I'm not saying that Brandon Walker is a problem. I'm just saying is all. And what a huge weekend it is in Starkville. We mentioned Barstool. Their pregame show will be here. SEC Nation is going to be here. They announced today that Hardy is playing a pregame concert in the Junction. So much buzz around this game and around town. Going to be a big recruiting weekend. A lot of state's top targets are expected to be in town. There's just a lot more enthusiasm than there usually would be for a 5-4 football team. And that's a great thing because it tells you that these Mississippi State fans are ready to jump back in with Jeff Lebby. They're ready to be on board. And last week he kept everybody on board. Two more wins, and it's impossible to not be in with Jeff Lebby. If this team goes from 2-10 to 7-5, I mean, he's going to get legitimate SEC Coach of the Year kind of hype. In fact, I would tell you that in that instance, two of the top three candidates would be from the state of Mississippi. With what Kiffin's done at Ole Miss this year, if Lebby were to get to 7-5, Elko is obviously the other guy. You're seeing more and more of the real Jeff Lebby. I thought that interview we just did was great. I thought he was open. You know, I make a joke sometimes. He gives you quick answers. He doesn't skip your question. He doesn't not answer your question. But he talks the way he calls plays, man. He talks fast. And I always make the joke, all right, it's a 10-minute interview. I got to have 10 questions ready. I had 10 questions ready. I only asked 9 of them because he was going into more depth. He was giving more bigger answers. And so he is getting more and more comfortable. You're seeing more and more of the real Jeff Lebby. If you look at his press conferences, you know, his press conferences are notoriously like 9, 10 minutes. Last week was like 16, 17 minutes. He's getting more comfortable in his own skin here at Mississippi State. We're seeing more and more of the real Jeff Lebby, and we're going to see more and more of that as he continues to win. Really tough task, obviously, this weekend with the Georgia Bulldogs. But I'll tell you this, this is a good Georgia team. It is not a great Georgia team by any stretch of the imagination. And I cannot put into words the surprise, and you'll hear this surprise tomorrow on Thunder and Lightning on the podcast when I reveal this stat to Robbie Falk, to find out that Georgia is dead last in the SEC in sacks. The Georgia Bulldogs, the team that's had multiple first-rounders over the last few years on the defensive side of the ball, is last. They have 8 sacks on the season. State had 5 sacks against Texas. That's an unbelievable stat to me, and that makes me wonder. State's biggest problem this year has been the inability to protect its quarterback. Georgia's biggest problem has been its inability to rush the quarterback. So something's got to give. And if it gives on Mississippi State's side and they're able to protect Blake Shapen, well, Anthony Evans and Brennan Thompson, those guys are going to be able to get open because they've gotten open on everybody this year. State is on the verge of having 2,000-yard receivers. Just for the record, State has had 3,000-yard receivers ever. Marty McDoyle, 1980. Fred Ross, 2015. And I'm sorry, 2016. And Mekhi Polk, 2021. That's it. That's the list. They may have 2 this year. Brennan Thompson is 2nd in the conference in receiving yards, and Anthony Evans is 7th. I asked Lebby about his receivers. He couldn't. He gushes about them. And he's been doing that this whole time. He knew that they were going to be in a good spot at the receiver position back in the spring, back before we'd even seen these guys really play. So he knew from day one they were going to be good at that position, and it shows. Big game for Mississippi State this weekend. They have a chance. I don't know if they're going to win or not, but, buddy, they have a chance to beat the Georgia Bulldogs. For three generations, the Dossett family has been proudly serving the community, building a legacy of trust and exceptional customer service. When it comes to keeping your vehicle running smoothly, you can count on Dossett Big Four's award-winning service departments. Their certified technicians in both the Honda and General Motors service centers are dedicated to providing the best service for your car. So whether you're dreaming of a new GMC, Buick, or stylish Honda, the friendly team at Dossett Big Four is ready to help you find your perfect fit. Don't wait. Find your next vehicle today. Visit them online at DossettBig4.com or stop by the convenient location, 628 South Gloucester Street in Tupelo. That's Dossett Big Four, your family-owned destination for 46 years for great vehicles and award-winning service. When we come back, we're going to cover all the sports tonight. Basketball tips off in an hour and 44 minutes. The 2025 season gets underway. I'm looking forward to being in the Humphrey Coliseum. Let's preview that team a little bit. Mississippi State basketball. When we come back, it's Thunder and Lightning live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
I am absolutely and completely thunderstruck.
Hey, exciting news for us here in Starkville. Community Bank has officially opened their newest location at 403 Russell Street. Mark your calendar for tomorrow, Thursday, November 6th, where they'll host a grand opening celebration from 4 to 6:30. Enjoy food, drinks, connect with the Community Bank team, and enter for a chance to win a $2,500 cash giveaway, along with some other great prizes. It's a great opportunity to connect with a bank known for its commitment to local service and community values. Don't miss it. Community Bank, a bank like no other. Member FDIC. Exciting news there. Exciting news if you're a fan of Mississippi State basketball. The Bulldogs are back tonight at the Humphrey Coliseum. 8 o'clock tip against North Alabama to start the 2025-2026 season. I will be there as soon as we get done here. I'm going to get in the car and head on over to the Humphrey Coliseum. And what do I think about this team? I think that with Chris Jans here, he's earned enough credit that I just go into the season expecting to be in the NCAA tournament. So that's kind of where I set my baseline, right? They're going to be in the tournament. Okay. How high or low? Are they a play-in team? Are they going to be back in that 8-9 discussion? Or can they finally break through a little bit, finish in the top half of the SEC, and be a 4-5 seed when we get to Selection Sunday? With this team, I have, if you look at their starting lineup, and tonight's starting lineup will be a little different, right? I think Sean Jones will almost certainly start for Mississippi State as the veteran, and they're going to let somebody else, maybe Amir Ali, down the road get into that three position. But I feel really good about three of the starters and what their role is and what they're going to give Mississippi State this year. Obviously, it starts with Hubbard. Josh Hubbard, you know, one of the top returning players in all of college basketball. A guy who, if he takes a step forward this year, is going to be a consistent 20-point-per-game guy. He is the first name on the scoreboard on the scouting report. I think, you know, I feel very confident about Jaden Epps, the transfer from Georgetown, and being another guy who can be a double-digit guy, can give State a reliable option from behind the arc, can be a ball handler, can run the offense when Hubbard's not on the court, can slide over the two from time to time and give some of the same ability that Hubbard gives you. I feel really good about Quincy Ballard, the big man from Wichita State, who I think can be a double-double guy in this conference. But more importantly, he's going to help State fix one of its biggest issues from a season ago, and that's interior defense. State did not have a guy that they felt confident that could protect the rim, and so they were constantly double-teaming, which left guys open to hit threes. And I think that this team will look a lot more like the teams we saw the first 2 years of Chris Jans. They're going to be a lot more sturdy defensively. Your hope is that you've got more scoring punch. But I think Jans is perfectly happy winning the way he won 2 years ago. He's not happy with the way it went last year. They tried to get better offensively, which they did. They were better offensively, but they regressed too much on the defensive end. And for Jans, that just isn't going to work. So at the three with Amir Ali, the transfer from Arizona State, I think he can do. He can be a great scorer, but is he going to be the defender you need at that position? You know, he needs to be a guy that you can keep on the court and feel good about his defense. And then at the four, I really like Achor. And yes, that is his real name, Achor. I think that, you know, he can be that stretch four that State has kind of lacked at times, but he can also play inside and give you the points in the paint and do the dirty work. He's probably the first guy off the bench at the five when he's not playing the power forward. He'll spell Ballard some at the five. But those two positions are where you've got to find guys that I can rely on. And so if it's those two guys, does Sean Jones continue to play a bigger role? You know, he's grown each of the last 2 years. His role has gotten bigger. Does the Euro, Sergei Makara, does he join this squad and become an instant impact guy? You know, you got to think the level of competition he's played already is going to be bigger and better than some of the younger guys. Even some of the college guys will have played. Can Brandon Walker, and no, it's not that Brandon Walker. It's a totally different Brandon Walker. Can he be a big, you know, guy off the bench for Mississippi State? You know, big body, big physical guy, but, you know, how does that translate here in the SEC? And this is also a team that has some talented freshmen, maybe more so than ever before. You know, outside of Hubbard, you haven't seen a lot of freshmen make an impact with Chris Jans. But King Grace, Cameron Paul, Javian Davis, is it Javian? I got to get that name right. I'm just going to call him JDF for right now. But it is Jamarian Davis Fleming, and T. Bartlett. Bartlett was a guy I had high hopes for because I thought that physically he could fill that role. He's 6'11 and 290 pounds. His delayed admission to Mississippi State due to some transcript issues, I think, put him behind the eight ball a little bit. But you just need to find a guy who can give you 8 to 10 quality minutes at the five. And so if that's a chore, then I got to find somebody who fills in at the four. And so you see where they're going there. Another guy to keep an eye on is Jabori McGee, another transfer guard. If State wants to go small and go with Epps and Hubbard and McGee, I think they can do that, and they can have a team that can get up and down and shoot the three and spread the floor. Got three ball handlers out there. Should be good. I might have missed it, but what is Epps' health status? As far as I know, he's fine. I expect him to start tonight. So expect him to be on the court. He took a knock in the exhibition game against Houston and didn't play most of that game. But he's a guy that I think State is counting on to play, big minutes. I think that, you know, they tried last year with Kanye Clary. It didn't work out. You know, I think that, you know, when we reported that he had an injury, but I think it got to a point with him. He was just like, this is not what I want to do. He did not want to be number two to Josh Hubbard. And so it didn't work out. And that has been one issue for Jans in his time at Mississippi State. Every year he's had a guy leave the team early coming out of the transfer portal. He had Jamel Horton a couple years ago, first year at Mississippi State. Then he had Andrew Taylor, very highly touted transfer from Marshall. Just didn't work out. From what I was told about Taylor, Jans' style, coaching style, just didn't go with him. He needed a more play. He needed to play for more of a player's coach. We'll put it that way. And then last year, obviously with Kanye Clary. But you know, when you look at that last year's transfer class, Riley Kugel and Claudel Harris and those guys, it just didn't work as much as it should have. And you, like I said, they slid too. They were better offensively, but they slid way too far down defensively, and so the balance wasn't right. I think this team has more balance, and Jans likes this group, from what I can tell. You know, we had a conversation with him. You guys got to hear that last week here on Thunder and Lightning. I think he likes this group a little better than he liked the group last year. I think he feels better about them being able to play his way, if that makes sense. And I don't know that this team is necessarily more talented than last year's team was, but I think they'll play within the system better. They'll understand their roles better, and that can be better for Mississippi State. And of course, you know, we haven't mentioned him, but, you know, replacing Cam Matthews is not going to be easy. Never mind that he was a talented player. He just did so much. He could play defense. He could, you know, bring the ball up. He rebounded. He could make the occasional shot. You just trusted him out there. And so I don't know how State replaces him. You know, as I asked Coach Chance, you have to kind of replace him in the aggregate. Maybe a chore gives you what he gave you defensively. Maybe Amir Ali becomes the guy who can bring the ball up the court a little bit like he does. And then maybe, you know, Quincy Ballard gives you some of those clean up the rim and rebounding baskets that he gave you a season ago. That's probably what you're going to have to do. For me, you know, as excited as I am for the team overall, I'm mostly excited to see Hubbard because he is a special player. He will, in all likelihood, if at the end of his 4 years at Mississippi State, be the all-time leading scorer, which is a record a lot of people thought might never get broken. But, you know, with the three-point basket and the way he shoots it, he's going to be right there to take over Bailey Howell's records. I've had the pleasure of covering him the past couple of years. We've had a couple of one-on-one sit-downs. Just a good kid. And, you know, head on his shoulders. Probably never going to be an NBA guy just because of his size, which is great for Mississippi State. It means you keep him for 4 years. He's making a ton of NIL money, so he'll be financially secure and set for the rest of his life at the end of this time here in Starkville. But I'm interested to see how much better he is this year, and if he is better this year. Because if he is, he can be not only one of the best players in the SEC, he can be one of the best players in all of college basketball. Yuengling Flight is the beer to enjoy on a Mississippi game day. If you're in the Junction or if you're just sitting at home looking at your TV and going, man, I wish YouTube TV would get this thing settled. Or, you know, wherever. Yuengling Flight is the beer you want to be drinking. It's cold, it's crisp, but best of all, it's 95 calories and only 2.6 grams of carbs. So enjoy another wing. Have another rib. It's vacation. The best beer to drink on a Mississippi game day is a Yuengling Flight. Ice cold Yuengling Flight. Brewed for those who never settle. Yuengling Brewery, Pottsville, Pennsylvania. All right, when we come back, let's go to baseball. This weekend at Diddy Noble Field, it's the Diamond Dog Classic, a really true all-star game of former Bulldogs. Former Mississippi State ace Todd Doolittle joined me earlier today to talk about how excited he is to be back in the sport of baseball and playing this game and seeing some of the guys he's going to see this weekend. We'll talk baseball when we come back. It's Thunder and Lightning Live here on Super Talk Mississippi.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Listen up! There is a storm coming!
Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. We are presented by Yuengling Flight, brought to you by Dossett Big Four. 46 years of great vehicles and award-winning service. DossettBig4.com, or you can visit them at 628 South Gloucester Street for your next new or pre-owned vehicle purchase. Earlier today, I talked to former Mississippi State pitcher Todd Doolittle about the Diamond Dog Classic. This Friday at Diddy Noble Field, there's going to be an incredible exhibition of former Diamond Dogs out there, the Diamond Dog Classic. This is a real Bulldog All-Star game, and one of the participants, former Diamond Dog ace pitcher Todd Doolittle. Did I talk you up good there? Ace pitcher? That's what you wanted me to say, correct?
Oh, yeah. You got it.
Talk about how this came together. When were you alerted to the fact they were going to be doing this game?
I kind of heard about it a couple months ago, I guess, or maybe a little bit longer than that, and wasn't sure exactly who all they were going to try to ask to come back, but started hearing some names that they were asking about, and fortunately, I had gotten a text message from someone asking would I want to participate, and I said, sure, why not?
Now, have you had a chance to talk with Coach O'Connor at this point?
I have not.
Okay, I was wanting to know if he'd asked if you were related to Sean Doolittle. First question, I bet.
There's not many Doolittles out there.
No.
I have gotten that before, but no, we are not related.
I mean, anytime I see another Hey Dad out there, I'm like, I figure I'm just a cousin at this point.
Right.
You're on Team Thunder, which is Will Clark's team. Raphael Palmeiro's team is Team Lightning.
Uh-huh.
If I mean, I know you're not going to talk bad one way or the other, but
no.
Are you more a Clark guy or a Pop? I'll just tell you, I'm a Clark guy. I'm a Giants fan to this day because of Will Clark. Were you growing up, were you more a Clark guy or a Palmeiro guy?
I was a Clark guy. I was if I was to pick, and I was, I mean, I would have been happy to be on either team. But you know, I, talking to my wife and kids, I was like, you know, if I get picked, I hope I get on Clark's team. I actually called my brother and was like, hey, I got on Will Clark's team. And I saw the video, you know, of them doing the draft, and got him to call my name. And so I sent it to my brother. He said, "That's awesome."
That is pretty cool.
Yeah.
What former teammates do you have that are playing this game with you?
I know Thomas Berkery, and played with Mitch Moreland for a little bit. Jeff Flagg. I believe that's all the ones that I play with.
And who's on the squad with you? I mean, are you playing against Berkery's on the team with you? Is Flagg on the side?
My team, but I think we're playing against Moreland and Flagg. Yeah,
Flagg's a long drive guy now, right?
That's right. Yep.
Have you hit him up for any tips with the golf game?
Oh, no. Haven't. That's funny you say that. I was like, if I face Flagg, maybe I should pull out a golf ball and throw it.
You should keep one in your pocket. You absolutely should do that.
Tee it up right there in front of the plate.
We could have some fun with that one.
Oh, yeah.
Who's on Team Lightning that you're looking forward to facing?
Oh, man. Not real sure. I haven't really studied the lineups much. I know there are a few guys that I probably would not want to face, and those are the guys that are still in the minor leagues or in the major leagues.
Yeah.
And when I heard that there's actually active guys that are still playing that are coming back, I was like, well, this is going to be pretty interesting.
That was my first thought too, Todd. Like when they announced this was going to happen, I thought, okay, there'll be a bunch of guys from like the 80s and the early 90s, the old, you know, I hate to say the old timers because.
Like an old timers game. That's what I was thinking.
Let's not say old timers. That's how old I am, but.
The complete opposite.
Yeah.
They got guys that are fresh, you know.
Yeah. I mean, Mangum's playing. Adam Frazier is playing. He's still.
Luckily, they're on
my. Jordan is playing. He's a year removed.
Yeah, I know.
So, well. The question comes up a lot about the fraternity of Mississippi State baseball, mm-hmm. and you know how close all the guys who played at Mississippi State were. You know, we all know about Coach Polk. Did you get a Christmas card every year?
Christmas card, birthday card, anniversary card. You can't read them, but yes, we do get them. Got the worst penmanship I think I've ever seen.
I mean, and there's no getting him a computer. So
they're handwritten and they're thoughtful. So
yeah,
I mean,
on average, how many of your former teammates do you hear from in a month? I guess would be a good time period.
Well, I mean, you know, I got the local guys that are here, Brad Jones mm-hmm. and Thomas Berkery that are here. Mm-hmm. But then we also have we call it the old dogs group, and it's a bunch of us that are in on a text message, and we like to. Doesn't matter what sporting event or whatever, we got comments coming through, you know, through the feed, and so we're always seems like we're all kind of staying in touch.
What is the moment, the memory of your time at Mississippi State that stands out the most to you?
Probably beating Ole Miss and winning the SEC championship. That was probably one of the most
in Hoover. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Can I get you to quote what Brett Cleveland said when he struck out the final batter?
I'm sure you could read his lips.
Because we are a family show. The FCC might chime in on us if we were to say that out loud. That was a really fun game, a game that went back and forth, a couple of big home runs. Jeff Butts, I believe, had the big home run that kind of put the game away there. But that was a great run for a Mississippi State team that in the regular season had some ups and downs, but they really hit their stride there in Hoover.
We did. I think we were fortunate enough to hit our stride and make a regional after that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we went to Miami.
I believe that's correct.
Yeah. So that was a very, very fun time for sure.
When you think, is there anybody who's not playing in this game that you guys have kind of teased? Been like, hey, why aren't you playing?
No, I mean, I think they had asked Jeffrey Ray to play, but I think he had a prior obligation to go to. I was surprised. Oh, I don't know. They may have reached out. I figured kind of Alan Johnson. He was the Friday night guy when I played. And, you know, he got his cup of tea with the Rockies up in the big leagues.
Yeah.
And he played in the minors for a while. And, you know, I feel like he had a pretty successful year or career. I'm surprised. Maybe they did reach out to him. Maybe nobody can find him. I don't know where he's at. I don't have his contacts anymore. I'm curious about where some of the guys wound up.
There's like a few guys like that, and it's across all sports at Mississippi State. There's a guy here or there. You're like nobody hears from that guy anymore. I you hate to hear that, but at the same time, you know,
they may not want to be heard from.
That's a good point. So yeah. You're still in the coaching business. You're over at Starkville Academy, helping them out as the pitching coach.
I do.
Does that help you keep the arm fresh? I mean, how if we need you to reach back and. Give them the fastball on this Friday. How can we get up here?
That's a good question. I'm hoping that velocity isn't really a factor for me because I know it's not what it used to be at all. I'm hoping that maybe I can trust my command and be a little bit more of a pitcher. But, you know, I do lessons kind of throughout the year on and off, and I always have to throw with these kids. And then now that I'm helping out with the boys out at Starkville Academy in the afternoons, you know, I'll pick the ball up and throw with them a little bit. Obviously, I've been picking it up and throwing a little bit more often now that I was committing to this game. And it's been kind of nice to get that feeling back, you know, of when you played, having a goal, it's always a little easier to work towards something when you have an end game, and that's this game. And so the guys out there have been awesome. The kids have been, I get the kids to, or at least one of them, to catch a bullpen, and that's been very helpful. I had them actually take some swings off of me yesterday, and just to kind of get the idea of having a batter in a box. So that was good. Everything felt good. And so, I mean, I think for me being, you know, I just turned 43 that, I mean, honestly, I got to say that I guess I'm in the best shape I could have gotten my arm in, considering, you know, I think another thing for me, maybe an advantage, I don't know. I do physical therapy as my main job. And so I kind of know the in and outs of what needs to be done to try to stay healthy. And if I have a little hiccup here or there, which I did from the beginning, kind of battling, you know, cause you're kind of going to ramp your arm up a good bit.
Yeah.
And to not have done that for so many years and just all of a sudden in the last month you're doing this, you know, you're going to come across a couple little aches and pains, let me just say, yeah.
Kind of sure. Like you had a Corvette in the garage for about 10 years, and now you got to start it back up again. You got to see how it goes.
Yeah.
About 60 seconds here. Russ McNichol would have been your pitching coach. Am I right?
He was, yes, sir.
What's something that you said 60 seconds. What's something that he taught you that you want to bring to the kids that you work with?
I think he really kind of helped me develop more of the mental aspect of the game, I guess, more of an approach as to my starts, and kind of developing my own routine on how to go about things, getting ready for the game. And I think he treated everybody a little bit different that way. You know, in bullpens, he wasn't concerned about velocity. He just was more concerned with staying within yourself and mechanics and making sure that you're locating. That kind of aspect, like I said earlier, that's what I'm kind of going for when I come up here today. I mean, this Friday.
Looking forward to seeing it. It's going to be an awesome crowd and an awesome experience at Duty Noble Field this Friday, 7 o'clock, first pitch for the Diamond Dog Classic. Todd Doolittle, man, great to catch up with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. See ya.
Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Let's go!
All right, one last go around here on Thunder and Lightning, Super Talk Mississippi. I'm Brian Haydad, Rhino down there in Studio X. He's got the blinker on. We're turning into the parking lot here. Thank everybody for tuning in tonight. I want to thank all you guys as well. Thunder and Lightning has been a pretty consistent performer on the Apple podcast rankings. We've been in the top 100, and the sports podcast rankings, that is a cutthroat area. You're talking about, that's where all the big dogs are, Bill Simmons and Barstool and those guys. To be in the top 100 for a Mississippi State podcast, I owe it all to you guys. Me and Robbie really appreciate you tuning in and listening and making us a part of your day. Thanks to Todd Doolittle. The Diamond Dog Classic, if you haven't seen some of the rosters, I mean, it's very much a Mississippi State All-Star game. You've got guys who are currently in the majors. Adam Frazier is in this game. Jake Mangum is going to be playing. Hunter Renfrow is playing in this game. Dakota Jordan is back. He's still in the minors, but, I mean, very much going to probably be a major leaguer very soon. Mitch Moreland obviously played for years in the league. Travis Chapman is still in the major leagues as a coach, but he'll be there as well. And then he's talking about, you know, some big names from years past. Brandon Turner, Nick Vickerson, Tanner Allen will be there. Kellum Clark, Elijah McNamee is going to be there. Connor Powers. I mean, this is a real deal event Friday night over at Duty Noble Field. In about, let's see here, we got 5 minutes on the show. It's probably about a 10, 11, about 17 minutes from now, I should be getting into my seat at the Humphrey Coliseum. Looking forward to the start of this college basketball season. And that's a great testament to Chris Chance and the program that he's built. I still think back to his first year and how I thought, man, if this team could just finish 500, maybe contend for an NIT bid, that he'd be doing really well. And to get in the tournament right away, to build this program to where he's got it now, where I expect to be in the NCAA tournament. And that's four straight would be, you know, he'd be only the second coach in MSU history to do that, along with Rick Stansberry. So he's got this program going in the right direction. So I'm very excited to see how they perform tonight and what they look like and try to get an idea. It's so interesting in this transfer portal era, and this is true about football, and it'll be true when we get to baseball season as well, is how quickly I can pick up the faces. You know, how quickly can I just recognize who a guy is, what he looks like. Now, basketball makes it a little easy because you can see their face. You know, they're not wearing a helmet. They're not wearing a hat. But, you know, other than Hubbard, you know, it'll be easy to pick out Quincy Ballard because he'll be the tallest guy on the court. But the rest of them, I gotta learn who these guys are. But that's the challenge and the joy of a new season here at Mississippi State. I'm excited. And I'm excited for this weekend as well for college football. I'm not going to make a prediction. I'm going to save it. I'm going to save it for the Friday pod and for the Friday Sports Talk Mississippi. But because I'll be honest with you, I'm 95 picking Georgia, 95%. But there's part of me that thinks they could do this. They really could do it. And they have to play their best game. They have to play clean. And they're going to have to get a couple of breaks to go their way. But they were so close against Tennessee and Texas. I just think they have a chance in this game. I'll probably end up picking Georgia, but I'll just tell you that as we sit here today, guys, I'm not 100% locked in on that. I could wake up tomorrow morning and think, you know what? I am going to take State. So we'll see where it goes. I got to talk myself into Mississippi State not making the mistakes they made against Tennessee, Florida, and Texas. If they can do that, they'll win. I do feel confident about that. Since I asked Jeff Levy about that, he agreed that it's about what State does, not about what Georgia does in this upcoming game. And if they can do that, they're going to have a great chance. They're going to win, and it will be, I mean, at that moment, if State were to win on Saturday, all bets are off with this team, right? At that point, you think they could go 8-4. They would certainly have a ton of momentum. They would have a lot of juice. So I'm excited to watch this game. I'm excited to watch college football Saturday here in Starkville. Don't forget, tomorrow here in Starkville, you can come by Community Bank to see their newest location at 403 Russell Street. 4 o'clock to 6:30 p.m., the grand opening celebration. There's going to be food, drinks. You can meet some members of the Community Bank team. And most importantly, there's prize giveaway, including a $2,500 cash prize. Cash money. That's not cross money, but it is cash money. So hopefully you will go by and see those guys. Community Bank, a bank like no other. Member FDIC, tomorrow, 4 o'clock to 6:30. I'm about to head to the Humphrey Coliseum. Rhino's about to go do whatever Rhino does. I don't ask questions on that end. I fear like he would give me an answer and I'd be like, I don't know what that is, but it sounds cool. So we'll leave it at that. Guys, have a great Wednesday. Back with you on Thursday on Sports Talk Mississippi as we get closer and closer to kickoff of Mississippi State versus Georgia. We have been presented by Yuengling Flight. We have been brought to you by Dossett Big Four. Thanks for tuning in with me on a Wednesday. I'm Brian Haydad. This has been Thunder and Lightning live on Super Talk Mississippi.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.